In 1995, the Wisconsin Supreme Court required each county to form a courthouse security committee. Those committees have to meet four times a year and report to state officials on their progress twice a year. John Velker is director of the state of Wisconsin court system. He says beyond that mandate, security at each courthouse in Wisconsin varies from place to place.
Because court security really comes down to a local issue in this state, different areas make different priority decisions, and in some parts of the state, security would obviously be better than other parts.
Some of the best security precautions can be found in Wisconsin's newer courthouses, where architects can work the latest safety innovations right into the designs. Pat Brumman is administrator for Western Wisconsin's 7th Judicial District. He works in the 8-year-old La Crosse County Courthouse, which has all the major security components. Those are secure hallways from the jail to the courthouse that the public cannot reach, and locks on the courtroom doors. But Brumman says the most important feature is the building's one and only set of main doors.
So that everybody entering the building, staff as well as the general public, would go through a single entry point and go through security screening. If weapons aren't getting into the courthouse, then there's less of a chance for them to be used in the courthouse.
Another recent incident where members of a federal judge's family were killed in suburban Chicago also has court officials concerned. They say judges in Wisconsin can request extra police protection when they feel it's necessary. No judge in Wisconsin has a permanent security detail. Judicial safety is expected to take center stage at this week's semi-annual meeting of the Judicial Conference. That's a high-level body headed by U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.